Cicero Friedman Pashas Nitzavim.
Topic to what we spoke about last week, whether it's correct for a person to publicize his averus. So I want to continue in this Indian. Is it correct for a person to publicize his averus in order for people to help him to do teshiva? Or should you keep your averus to yourself? So although it's haka, as we learned last week, it's not correct to publicize your averus, only in the time of Beis HaMikdash, when a person brought a korban, we learned to korban chatos, it's a gezeis hakusiv, says the punim me'irois, part of the kapura is the embarrassment that people see you're bringing a korban. Oh, but says the punim me'irois, that's a gezeis hakusiv, that was only in the time of Beis HaMikdash. Oh, but today, if a person wants to do tshiva, he should keep it to himself, and not publicize the veirus. But on the other hand, you don't know how to do tshiva properly. You don't understand the severity of what you've done wrong. Is it correct to publicize, to confide in other people, to ask them for their advice? So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yima, in Daf Pei Vov Amud Beis, Rav asked a stira. Ksiv, it's written one pusik, Ashrei Nasi Pesha. Somebody who his sins have been forgiven, he can be happy. Kisi Chatoa. And his sins have been covered over. Your sins are covered over, and your sins have been forgiven. Such a person can be happy. Freik Dravastira, Abashet and Andra pusik, Ksiv, Machasa Peshuav. Lo yatsliach, somebody who covers over his averus, he's not matsliach. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, ha bechet mefirsim, ha bechet she'enoi mefirsim. If it's a chet mefirsim, which everybody knows about, everybody saw this person doing an avera, then don't come along afterwards and deny it. Kamas forim. Shlugan a pshat as follows. Shteitim re'isa talmud chucham shechuta belayla al tahara achra beyoim shema usat shiva. Bevada usat shiva. If you saw a talmud chucham who did an avera belayla, don't next day say, look, as I go to have avera. He's got charut and he's zichatit shiva. Why do Chazal say re'isa talmud chucham shechuta avera belayla? If Pshatis Chazam goes up, if you saw a Talmud Chochem who did an Aver Balayla, it was in the dark. Nobody was there. Nobody saw. Pink, you happened to be there and you saw. Al Tahachar Achar Obeyoyim Shem Ulsa Tshiva, Vada Ulsa Tshiva. But if this Talmud Chochem Ulsa Aver Balayoyim, i.e. he did it in the broad daylight, everybody saw, then it's not good enough just we can assume Shemos Achiva, the Vavayos Achiva. No. If the Aveira was committed in broad daylight, we need to see the Chiva in broad daylight. When can we assume that a person has done Chiva? That's when the Aveira was done but sinner. But if the Aveira was done in broad daylight with the Hesia, so we have to see as well the person has Charota. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Rav Zitra bar Tibyum Rav Nachman kam ba veirois shebein udem lechaveiroi kam ba veirois shebein udem lemukoi. It's no stira. You know when it's written mechasa b'shuv lo yatsliach? That's by aveirois shebein udem lemukoi lechaveiroi. If you did something against somebody else, we know ein yom hakepirim mechaper ad shiratas chaveiroi. So it doesn't help to cover it over and just to say vidui by yourself. You have to go over to this person and tell him what you've done wrong and ask him for mechila. And if you don't do that, mechasa peshuav lo yatsliach. When is it written the other pusik, nesi pesha kisi chatoi should cover over your averus? That's Odom Lamukhoim. And a very which nobody else knows, you did it, this is Ben Odom Lamukhoim. Don't broadcast it, don't tell other people. And Rashi explains as follows, B'chet she'einoi mefesim, a chet which nobody knows about, lo yegalech chetoi, don't reveal it. V'kvoi shemayim hi, because that in itself is a covered shemayim, not to reveal it. She'kol ma'ashodom choyte b'fehesya, if a person sins in public, mi'et kvoi shemayim hi. It's a mi'et kvoi shemayim. So don't publicize your aveyas which you have done. That's why we find the Gemara Masechtas Bruchos in Daf Lamed Dalet. Omer Rav Kahana, Chutzif Olai Man Demefarish Chatuei. Said Rav Kahana, I look at it as a chatzif, as a chitzvah, somebody who goes around broadcasting what he's done wrong. As same Gemara Masechtas Soita. Omer Rav Sheshes, Chutzif Olai Man Demefarish Chatuei. So it's a chutzpah to broadcast it. The Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Shiva in the second pasuk, in the second parak, somebody who publicizes his avirus, azus punim hiloi. It shows an azus punim, you're not embarrassed to publicize your avirus. So we need to understand, who does this refer to? I understand, I can't go and shul and bang on the beam and say, Rabbi, yesterday I did this and this goes havaira. But is it correct to confide in a close chava? Is it correct to go over to your Rebbe and tell your Rebbe that you've slipped up and yesterday the Yetzirah got the better of you and you had a weak moment and you did this and this havaira? So says the Ben Yehoyuda in Masechtas Bruchos, that what did Rav Kahana say, chutzif olai, Mam de Mefarish Chatuei. Why did he say this word olai? He should just have said Umar of Kahana, Chutzif Mam de Mefarish Chatuei. Somebody who lets others know of his avera, it's a chitzpah. Why say Chutzif olai? Said the Ben Yehoyuda Chiddush. Rav Kahana meant to say that even if somebody comes to me in private and confides in me, one of Rav Kahana's Talmidim, one of his Balabatim, came to Rav Kahana, told him, Rebbe, I've got confession to make. Said Rav Kahana, even such a person is Ocha Chutzif. Hagam, all he did was Ulai. He only came to me, to nobody else. Aber Chutzif Ulai, Man de Mefarish Chatuah.
If you don't go to a tzaddik, how will he know how to do tzaddik?
This is what we're going to speak about. So, I see clearly from the Ben Yehoyuda, that it's forbidden even to confide in your Rebbe, as we learned the Ben Ish Chai. However, we know from the Rebbe of Melech, from the Gens, Schissi Nuleini, if you look in every copy of Noim Eli Melech, you'll find printed there, Settel Kuten. Settel Kuten is a list of a few things that the Rebbe of Melech wrote, and he calls them, Eile Hadvurim Ashayasa Oysam Ha'udam V'chai Behem. This is what a person needs to do in order to conduct yourself in the correct way. And he writes there in Ois Yid Gimel the following advice. Lesaper b'chol pam lefnei hamoireloi derech Hashem. You should tell over each time to your Rebbe who advises you in avoidus Hashem. Vafile lefnei chovanemon. And even you can confide in a close friend. Kol hamachshuvois Bahahirim Ruim Ashaim Negit Torasani Hakdosha. All your bad and evil thoughts and intentions, which is Kenegit the Torah. Asher Hayetzahora Mala Oisum Al Moichoi Viliboy. What the Yetzahora puts into your head and into your heart. Haim Bashas Torah with Tfila, whether it should be whilst you're learning. Haim Bashokhoi Al Mitusoi. Haim Ben Basayoi. What you're thinking about when you're lying in bed in the middle of the day. V'loyalim shim dovo machmas habisha. Says the Rebbe of Melech, don't hide anything, even if it's going to be embarrassing for you to reveal all these bad machshuvas in the hirim ruim, don't hide anything. V'nim salde sipa hadvurim shemoitzi mikoyach al apoyil meshabes koyach hayetzahura. By talking it out, by bringing it out, we know when people go to therapy, sometimes they have issues. The therapist can't help them. All the therapist does is just listen, and the person gets it off his chest. Says the Rebbe of Melech, this in itself is a refiah. Talking it through, talking it out, this in itself will break the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. He won't be able to overcome you so easily the next time. Besides the fact that your chava might be able to help you and give you an eitz toiva, v'hi segila niflua. Look, the Rebbe of Melech, this is a segila niflua, a moedik a segila, how to overcome the yetzora. You tell your Rebbe, you tell your close friend everything. Lo yalim shim dova machmas abisha. Hold nothing back. Everything is open. Everything is on the table. Reveal all. You pour out your whole house, your whole heart. You get undressed. You undress yourself in front of your Rebbe and you tell him everything that's inside you. L'chaira, we need to understand how does this fit in with what we've just learned. Chutzif olai, mandem farsh chatuai. Ashrei nesi pesha kisi chatua. You're supposed to hide your virus, not tell them. So my first hashkofa was that the Rebbe of Melech wasn't telling us that you're allowed to reveal all the aveis which you have done. He said what you should reveal is kol hamachshovos v'ahirim ruim, all your bad thoughts and intentions, what you intend to do. He didn't say you should reveal all your ma'asim, all your actions. No. That's forbidden. That's the Gemara. However, I'm contemplating, after I can get away in my business, was after I get a schwindel, eb's machen a shtickel. So, it's forbidden, but I want to do it, I'm thinking about it. Those machshuvas, that's what the Rebbe of Melech said, that's what you shouldn't reveal. And that's the skill in the floor, because talking out to your friend hopefully will dissuade you, and tell you, first of all, it's also a pialocha, and zweitens, you'll probably get caught as well, so dishken kliegers auch auch nicht. And hopefully, by talking it through with your Rebbe, with your friend, that will, you'll alone see yourself what a foolish idea it is, and it's nishke elechazach. That alone will be the refiah. That's lechoira how I wanted to understand the pashtus from the Rebbe of Melech. And Ataka had a shtickle of Tanya the Messiah from the Hanhugas, from one of the other greats of Talmidei Baal Shem, Rab Usha Stolina, was the son of Rab Aaron Agudel from Kali. In the beginning of Beis Aaron from Rab Aaron Kalina is printed there, the Hanhugas from his father, Rab Usha Stolina, was the son of Rab Usha of Beis Aaron, Rab Aaron Agudel. And he says as follows, Yizua Shiyahelei Chuvah Toi V'Nemon Riach Emachase Dvorim. Every person should have for themselves a faithful friend, a confidant, somebody who you can trust, who's not going to go around talking and revealing what you've told him. Shidaba imoy b'chol yoim, kol liboy imatsfinoi shel yetzahora. Matsfinoi doesn't mean what you've done wrong, it means what the yetzahora is egging you on, trying to make you do. Shibachol yoim soifa ulov, Chazal tell us every day the yetzahora comes to a person and tries to destroy him. This is the Eisavus, the state in the Pusik. Daga Belevish Yashichena, Zung Chazal Altiki Yashichena, Yasichena. Yasichena Lachem. If you've got a Daga Belevish, you have a problem, talk it over with other people. Yasichena Lachem, and they will help you. Asif and Alushan from Rabusha Stolina, again, it's mashma, we're not speaking about to reveal things you have already done wrong, but rather to reveal things that you want to do, the Yetzer is trying to talk you into doing. However, I saw that even if we want to learn such a pshat in the Rebbe Melech and the Tzettel Kuten, however, it's much more difficult to say this in the following quotation from the Pele Yoyetz. The Pele Yoyetz writes in his Sefer, this is under Shiva, Yelech Eitzel Chochem, Tzoniya, Bechusid, Buki, Berefias Hanefesh. Go to Ha'udam Gudel. V'yegaleloi machoivei nafshoi. And you should reveal to him all that pains your neshoma. Asha ova al nafshoi hamayim ahazei doinim. All what the Yetzahura has done to you, miyoim hivoldoi. From the day you were born. Tell him everything you've got up to, everything the Yetzer Hora has done to you from the day you were born. Lo yechachesh dova mimeni. Don't hold anything back. V'yevakesh melfunov shir po'ei. And ask this chucham to give you some type of refiah and should help you Yetzer Toiva. And don't deviate your minus smile from whatever he tells you. And he will help you. So l'chayre, we need to understand, here the Pele Yoy says very clearly, reveal everything to this chochan. Kol asher over al nafshoy, everything which has happened to you. We're not speaking just about thoughts. Everything which has happened to you. Hamayim avidoinim, miyolim hivoldo, lo yechachesh duba. Hold nothing back. So l'chayre is very difficult to understand. So when I looked in Rashi, in the Gemara then, Soit and Dav Zayin, Rashi adds in one word, which will be a big, big help for us. The Gemara said there, Omer of Sheishis, Chutzif olai man de mefaret chatue. Adds in Rashi one word, de mefaret chatue le rabbin. Says Rashi, you know when Rav Sheishis says Chutzif, it's a chitzpah to broadcast your avarice? When it's le rabbin. Nirashena Bosh for Nichlem Badova shows you're not embarrassed what you've done. I see clearly from Rashi how Rashi learned this Gemara that this is of publicizing your Averis only refers to when you publicize it Barabim. Oh, but to tell over in private, one person, your Rebbe, your close friend, the Chor I see from Rashi, there's no problem whatsoever. And I found in Sefer Chasidim, in Ois Chof Aleph, he writes as follows. Chassidim or Rishonim, right, Sefer Chassidim, would write down every single day, they would hold on and they would have a little booklet, and they would write down every time when they slipped up and they did a certain Aveira, because the person doesn't always remember. And Sheva Chatusi Neti Summit. So a person would write down, now that was the Derech of Grace of Tzaddikim, they would write down every day in a little booklet, they would write down whatever when they felt they slipped up. Writes the Sefer Chassidim, however, make sure to write this only beremes, because sometimes a person, you know, you lose things, and you walk into shul, and you see Yenna was busy writing, you pick up a booklet, and you see it's from the Grace of Tzaddik, and he writes, on this day I spoke Lashon Hara, on this day I did this Aveir, that day, and you're reading, what, the roof, the Tzaddik? So write it all beremes, says the Sefer Chassidim, that nobody should find out. And then he carries on, and he says, the Masha Omri, that will Chazal tell us, Chutzif olai man de mefar shchatuai, zeh shemagid lechol udom shechuta. That you go around telling everybody what you've done wrong. Avol mite lahagid leudom tzadik v'tzaniya. You're allowed to tell over to a tzadik and tzaniya, echod mavoy noisov. Don't go to the tzadik and tell him everything you've done wrong. You can tell him one aveira and ask him for to show you how to put that right. Kedei shiyo lehech yasat shiva. Oi, says the Sefer Chassidim, Yishaloi Stam. Ask him Stam, Udem She'usa Uvain Zeh, Ibu Lushiv, Heich Yase Tshiva. Says the Sefer Chassidim, but Emes, the Ben Yehuda also gives this answer. Sometimes, you need to speak to somebody, because you don't know what to do. So says the Sefer Chassidim, if you have to speak to somebody, so you go to a Rebbe, go to your close friend, and say to your close friend, I'm coming to ask you, somebody asked me, what should he do? He did this and this Aveira. How should he put it right? So don't say it by yourself. So therefore, says the Sefer Chassidim, and I the Ben Yehuda, this is an Eitzah, how a person can reveal what he's done wrong, go to a Tzaddik, get a Hadrucha, get a Tikkun, without having to incriminate yourself. Hagama saw a Masif in the Kotzke Rebbe, somebody once tried it, on the Kovsky Rebbe, and he said, Man chavot mich gebeten, to ask the Rebbe, he did this and this Aveira, how does he put it right? The Kovsky Rebbe was no fool. The Kovsky Rebbe said back to this fellow, your chava is a shoiter. Why did he have to embarrass himself and reveal to you what he's done wrong? He could himself have come and told me, a zan chavot ein geschickt. So the Kovsky Rebbe realized, as this was a fellow speaking, and he told it to him because obviously he realized that this person wasn't a genuine tshiva, so he didn't have proper charuta. If he would have really had charuta, as we'll soon see, he would have felt it necessary to hear himself from the Kotzke Rebbe, because each person is different. You can't come along and give always the same advice for even as for Shimon, even if the Aveira is the same. So we see here very clearly from the Sefer Chassidim and from Rashi that the issa of publicizing your avayis be'etzem only applies, somebody broadcasts it berabim. And the Sefer Sif Seit Tzadikim from Reb Shai Ledinvitzer is a Talmud up the roof. He says this is another Gemara. We all know, Shteitim Pasha Shoiftim, somebody who was Yurei Ma'aveiro Shebi Yudai was Choyze Ma'och HaMelchumah. He went back from the war. And the state in the Gemara, that why did the Torah say that not only such a person goes back, but even other people, Misha Bunabayas, Notakura, Misha Lokachisha, these three people also go back. Says the Gemara, in order not to embarrass the Balaveira. If only the Balaveira will go back, everybody will see he's a Balaveira, so be embarrassed. So says the Gemara, says the Torah, that's why you have other people as well. Is break the Sitzit Tzadik of Shaila Dinvitzer. If you look in the Ramban and Pasha Shoiftim, he quotes the Yeshalmi that a person couldn't just by himself say, oh, I did an Aveira, I'm not going out to Mechuma. You had to bring Edim to Bezdin, and they had to testify they knew about this Aveira. So, oi bazoi, what does the Mura mean? In order not to embarrass, he's going to be embarrassed because he got to go to Bezdin. And he's got to tell the Bezdin, and they give him an official patol. Get a stempel from the Bezdin, this person is certified a Balaveira, put it from going out to Mechuma. So he's going to be embarrassed. So the Siv said Tzadikim, and Rabbi Magulis, and said the Chassidim, gives the same answer. He says, again, there's a difference, as we learned, between publicizing Yahweh's Barabim and just telling the Bezdin. The Bezdin, they knew, they'll have to know. But that's not what's meant. When we speak about being Mavayish or Ibraveh, that's broadcasting it Barabim. So therefore we understand that this Eitzah of the Peleyoyetz, who tells us that you should go to your Rebbe and you should tell him and don't hold anything back and tell him all the Mayim Azidoyim Shulban Afshim Yeh Mevoldoi, this is no contradiction to the Gemara. Because the Gemara only speaks about, is only forbidden if you publicize it Barabim. However, to tell one person that you're allowed to. So this will be a pshat in the Peleyoyetz. However, this will not yet help us to explain the Rebbe of Melech in Tzetel Kutn. Because we see from the Lushan of the Sefer Chassidim, although he allowed us to go to your Rebbe to tell your Aveiros what you've done wrong, even the Sefer Chassidim wasn't happy with it. And he said, you're only allowed to do it if you've got no option. And even to your Rebbe, only tell him one Aveira, said the Sefer Chassidim. And even then, it was only a Bidyevit. And the Sefer Chassidim said, if rather, I should go to him and tell him somebody else did this Aveira. And also he took the Ben Yehuda. And we find as well, the Peleyoyetz himself, and has got another Sefer called Yalzeh Chassidim, in Mama HaKovod. There he writes, although you're entitled to go to your Rebbe, but don't do it unless you have to. Says the Peleyoyetz, just like a person goes to the doctor, he's ill. The doctor asks him, what's wrong with you? Where's it hurt you? Oh, I'm not telling you. It's a secret. I'm not going to tell you. The doctor's never going to be able to help you if you don't tell him. So you've got to tell him in order for the doctor to help you. Zuk the Peleyoyetz. Similarly, if you want the tzaddik to help you, hostish kambrera, you'll have to reveal, but don't reveal more than you have to, more than is necessary. So everybody agrees that although you're allowed to reveal your avayros to your Rebbe, it's a bidyevet, and you should only do it if you haven't got an option. However, this will not help us for the Rebbe of Melech. Why? Because this, what the Rebbe of Melech wrote in Tzetel Kotun, he's not giving us an etzer of something which is a bidyevet. He writes, Eile hadvorim asher yaseh ha'udom v'chai behem. He says it's a skill in the floor. This is something which everybody should be doing. That because through this you will break the koyach of the yetzer hora, sh'yichel lizgah ba'ulav kol kach b'pam acheres. Be'emes ha'safila mashma from the Rebbe Melech, we're speaking about somebody who's already slipped up. Because he says clearly, tell this over to your friend, because next time the Yetzer Hara won't be able to defeat you like he did last time. So I see from the Rebbe of Melech, this is a lechatchila. This is a greater skiller, how we should all be conducting ourselves, reveal everything to your Rebbe or to your friend. So how can this be? A lechatchila zoydavim zech tzafirin. So I thought to myself, we have a Gemara in Masechtas Kedishin, a Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph, a famous story about Rav Amram Chassida. Rav Amram Chassida was one of the greatest of the Tanoim, and that's why he was called Chassida. And the Gemara tells us that one day they came to his house, a very beautiful lady, and if Amram Chasida had a groiser nisoyen, and he couldn't hold himself back. So what did he do? He ran to the window and he called out, Noira Bey Amram, there's a fire in my house, quickly everybody run. People were running to go and put out the fire. They came, there was no fire. They asked him, what's going on here? They said, yeah, there wasn't a physical fire. It was a rochnistik of fire. I felt I was in danger. It was a fire burning, a fire of Yetzer Hara. Says the Gemara, when the Chachomim heard about it, they said to him, you're embarrassing us. Reb Amram Chasida, the Godel Ador. So he said to them, better I should be embarrassed in this world than to be embarrassed in the next world. So I see here from this Gemara, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh in Parshas Re'eh, that a person should, when he feels he's slipping, and he's about to do an Aveda, you know how to break the Yetzer Hara? Publicize it. Like Rav Amram Chasida did. He publicized it. He went up to the room, he called out, there's a fire in my house. Everybody came running, and everybody saw what was going on. There was a lady standing there. And they asked him, what's going on? He said, they're almost nichshel in Aveda with this lady. So that, by publicizing it, he saved himself from the Aveda. So it says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh on the Pusik, Ki Yesischa Ochicha, a story of a Mesis and Mediach, when he says the Remez and the Yetzer Hara is coming to you. What should you do? Don't keep it hidden. What should you do? You should reveal it like Rav Amram Chasida did. Go and tell everybody about it. I've got this Mechemes HaYetzer. So I see Lechoyre, the Vertif in the Rebbe of Melech, state in this Gemura by Rav Amram Chasida. However, when I carried on in the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, I saw we cannot use this Gemara as a makar for the Rebbe Melech. Because the Or HaChaim HaKodesh carries on and explains the Pusik Vata by Meis Mediach state, Yodchot Tiyabor Boishoy Melaham Misoy V'yabkal Ho'am Bachroina. Says Or HaChaim HaKodesh, although I permitted you to reveal an Aveira, to save yourself from the Yetzer Hara, that's only if you have no other option. The Torah didn't allow you to reveal this like Rav Amram Chasida did, unless you have no other option. That's the only option left to you. If you have another way how to overcome the Yetzer Hara, you're not permitted, so the Racham HaKodesh should do what Rav Amram Chasida did. In Oy Bezoi, we understand very well the Tana of the Chachumim on Rav Amram Chasida, that said, you're embarrassing us, because by publicizing it, you were showing as if you felt that you were slipping so much that this was a last resort, you had no other option. So therefore you had to publicize to save yourself. So said the Racham HaKodesh, this story of Rav Amram Chasida is a last resort. How can it be, Rav Amram Chasida? How could it be? So the Al Sheikh HaKodesh asks this Kasha, and he says something which is unbelievable. The Al Sheikh HaKodesh asks the Kasha, we know the Mishnah says in Novus, Kol Aloy Matoy Lishma, Zoycha Ledvor Maharbe, and one of the same is Merchak Toy Minachet. It keeps him away from Avairus. We know Toy is Magna Maslis. So how could it be that Godel Ador was about to slip? How can this be? Says Al Sheikh HaKodesh, a very important yesod, and this is very negeya, unfortunately, for all of us today, especially when it comes to internet issues and other issues. Zuk the Or HaChaim HaKodesh as follows. Kol aloy metoyer lishma, zoycha ledvorim haba. Person who learns lishma is zoycha, that merchak toim nachet. He understands the danger of aveiras. Therefore he makes gedurim, he makes siyugim, he makes harchukos to keep himself from an aveira. However, even such a person, if he will be faced with a nisoyon, for whatever reason was a oinus, there was a nisoyon, and he's now in the matzav of a nisoyon, even such a person needs groyser rachme shamayim and groyser siyata deshmaya to get out of the nisoyon. About the person of Toi Lishma, he realized the danger of Aveira. He holds himself back. He doesn't allow himself out of Vieni Lidei Nisoyen. But if he will end up in a mass of a Nisoyen, a person can never know, because that's what a Nisoyen is. A Nisoyen is, you lose yourself for a minute. Somebody once asked the Kotzke Rebbe, Why was the Akedah considered an Nisoyim from Avram Avini more than for Yitzchak Avini? Yitzchak Avini was about to be shechted. Of the Kosker Rebbe gezukt, was the state in the Torah, Achrei Havur Meile v'lekim Nisos Avram. State nish v'lekim Nisos Yitzchak. So the Yid didn't understand the answer. That was the Kasho. But why wasn't it Nisoyim for... He didn't understand what the Kosker Rebbe asked him. So he went to ask one of the Groser Chassidim, and this Yid told him, I explain to you what the Kosker Rebbe meant. Was the state in the Torah, v'lekim nisus Avram, this was a test for Avram. So Oibazoy, the Rebbe wasn't testing Yitzchak. And since it was an Nisoyim for Avram Avini, when a person in a Nisoyim, a person loses himself. That's the nature of an Nisoyim. Yitzchak Avini, it wasn't his Nisoyim. So Yitzchak Avini was able to cope with it in a much better way than Avram Avini. That was his test. So when it was in his test, a person loses himself. And that's the difficulty of a Nisoyim. We all know fully well things which are forbidden, but sometimes we have a weak moment. That's a Nisoyim. A weak moment, you lose yourself. So Zukta Al-Shech HaKudosh, even Rav Amram Chassida, in the Shas Nisoyim, he needed Grois Rach Mishnah. But that, says the Racham HaKudosh, was a bidyevet. You're not allowed to do that if you've got an option. So we still don't find a heter. What right do we have to go along and tell the Chachila all the things we've done wrong? And the Rebbe Melech says it's a skill in the floor. That's what you should be doing. So we know the Mishnah tells us and others, Asay lecho rav, v'kenei lecho chover. Says the Ovestir of Nusen in the 8th Perek, what does it mean, v'kenei lecho chover? It doesn't mean just somebody you know, you go to his chasna, you go to his bar mitzvah, you give him a pat on the back, oh, give him a cheery shulam aleichem, good Shabbos. Kenei lecho chover keitzad. What does it mean, kenei lecho chover? Says the Ovestir of Nusen, melamed sheyikna odem chover la'atzmoy. Every person should make themselves a close friend. Shiyochal imoy, v'yishte imoy, v'yikre imoy, v'yishne imoy, v'yishne imoy, v'yegal, somebody who you're with and can be with them the whole time, v'yegal aloy kol sesurov, and you should reveal to him all your hidden things. Sisei seisa Torah, the sisei derech eretz. All your revealed things, whether it's about Torah or whether it's about your lifestyle. Sometimes we hear somebody gets into trouble, and when later on we hear from his best friend, and he says, you know, I was a neighbor for 20 years. I never in my wildest dreams dreamt what he was getting up to. He used to shmeet him every single day. I never knew that other side of him. That's Mishkin K'nei Lecho Chover. K'nei Lecho Chover, says the Ovestir Rav Nosson, is have a chover that you can reveal to him, Yegalaloi Kol Sesurov, everything which is hidden. Now think, what are things which are hidden? Things which you want to remain hidden. Now you don't want people to know, that's what you keep hidden. Those hidden things, whether it should be against the Torah, whether it should be Derech Eretz, hidden things, which business in you, tell your friend over about that. Ask one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he lived in Yishalayim, the Tzvi Hersh Michal Shapira was from the Geoinik Tzadik Yisod Oilem, lived in Yishalayim over 100 years ago. He has many Sforim, one of his Sforim called Tikkun Chatzos. He asked that this Ovestir Rav Nosson Lechoyre is connected to Rambam. The Rambam we saw clearly in Hilchos Tshuva says, somebody who reveals his Averus, it's an Azus Punim. And here I see from the Lushin of the Ovestir Rav Nosson, K'nei Lecho Chover, what does this mean, says Ovestir Rav Nosson, Yigal Eloi Kol Sesurov. And the Psri Hesh Michal Shapira understood we're speaking about to reveal all your Averus. So he comes along and he says, we have to learn, obviously, that when the Rambam said it's an Azus Punim to reveal all your Averus, and when the Ovestir Rav Nosson said you should reveal to your best friend Kol Sesurov, it's no Sphira. The Rambam is speaking about somebody who goes broadcasting for no reason. What the Ovestir Rav Nosson is telling us is for a close friend is not included. That's not called broadcasting. Just the opposite. La'anias dati, devachaveirim ha'keviim lo ilius lo ba'etze ban hugas avoy v'shem, Yuchel legalos lehem hakoil. And this is what the Ovestir Rav Nosson is telling us. You should have such a friend, and you should tell him everything. And that wasn't included in the Issa the Rambam. The Rambam speaks, now I'm going talking for other people. Al derech zeh, we find the Chiddush HaRim writes as follows. We know in the story from Yehida with Toma, but we've written the Pusik, Vayishlach Yehida's Gedihu Izim. Yehida had to pay Toma, so he sent the Gedihu Izim. He didn't take it himself, he sent it with his good friend, Biyad Ra'ehi Hu Adilomi. He sent him with a fellow called Chiro Ha'adilomi, who the Torah describes him as Re'ehi Hu Adilomi. Says the Chadish Arim, same to some, the Torah wants to tell us something here. When Yehida sent the Gedi Izim to pay Tumah, this is something most people would do themselves. They won't go along telling, oh, my friend, I've got a shlichus for you. I met Tumah, a lady last night, and I got to pay her for her services. Could you take something and pay her? Here, Yehida did so. He called in somebody, Chira Adilomi. Tells the Torah, this was Re'ehi Adilomi. This was his good friend. What's Likdu in this pusik? Tells the Chadish Arim, Amoedik Yisav. From this pusik, we learn how every person should have a close friend who you can confide in everything what you've done. And this is what Yehida did. Yehida called Chiro Hadilomi. Why? So the Torah, because it was Re'ehi. This was his good friend. And he didn't hold anything back. So if he didn't hold anything back, we understand that Oibazo Yehida's actions were all done L'Shem Shemaim. He had nothing to be embarrassed of. Because if he would have felt he would have been embarrassed, he would have gone himself. He wouldn't have given over to his good friend. If I can tell it to my good friend, and I know he's not going to tell me off and say, you're not ashamed of yourself, you're not embarrassed of, that's the way you behave. If I can tell this to my good friend, tell him what I did last night, Oibazoi, it was okay. This is what the Torah is telling us. Rui lekol, shiye lekol udom, chove v'oyev kolkach, at shiich lesapulei, gam biganisoi, imasov leitoivim, shivtach bafunav, sisrei liboi. And as I was taking the Sefer Kol Mevaser from the Rebbe Rabbinim from Peshischa, and he said, if you look in the Persian Mishnah, La Rambam, in others of the Mishnah, on the Mishnah, Kneila Chochove, the Rambam says clearly, Kneila Chochove, Shiyye Leudam Oyhev Tiftach. You should have a close and trusted confidant. Not what just we merely mean a friend. A friend is somebody who I smile at. What we mean here, friend, is an advisor. Somebody who's my close advisor, who I trust his advice. The loy yeshome mimeni. And says the Rambam, and from him you don't have to be careful. You don't have to hold anything back. You should have a close friend. The loy yeshome mimeni. And from him you don't need to be careful. I can reveal to him everything. There's a sefer from one of the Talmud, Baal Shem. His name was Rabbi Yochum Chaim Halevi Segal. He was a Talmud of the Zlot Sheva Magid. Zlot Sheva Magid was a first generation Talmud of Baal Shem. So he lived about 200 years ago. And he writes that he's got a sefer called Beis Halevi Al HaTorah. Nishta Bevista Beis Anocha Sefer Beis Halevi. And there in his sefer Parshas Devorim, he writes that he noticed it was the minig of his Rebbe, his Lot Sheva Magid, this is Yotzai, 2 days time, Chofei Elo, that when people come to him and ask for Derech Teshiva, they want to become Elo, some of the people he would say to them, tell me, what did you do wrong? And he would force them sort of to come out with everything. And other people, he didn't want to speak to them at all, and he just sent them packing. And even if they wanted to pay him lots of money, he wasn't interested. And he noticed those people who came because they were really had charota, and they wanted to go on the Derech HaYosha. So those people, in order to help them, he would ask them to what have they had done wrong. And those people who were not interested, they just saw that they weren't being matzliach, their panusa wasn't going well, they had other problems, and they realized they have to sort themselves out in order to get a brucha. All they wanted was gashmias dikki yeshiv, but they weren't really in the ruchnias. Those, for all the money in the world, he didn't want to speak to them. And he writes then, his sefer Beis Halevi, it was very difficult for him to understand. How could the Zlot Sheva Magid ask people and sort of coax them into coming out with what they've done wrong? The choritz connected the Gemara, chutzit mandem afrash chatuay. And said, I understood from this that the Gemara, this is his pshat, that the Gemara is only speaking about somebody who broadcasts his averus shaloy letzoyrech. You broadcast your averus for no reason, shows you're not embarrassed. Aber for a tzoyrech, because you need to, then it's allowed. And I found that the Pri Chudosh and the Gedoyla Poskim, the Pri Chudosh in his Sefer on the Rambam, Mayim Chayim, where the Rambam writes, it's an Azaz Punim for person to broadcast his Averis. The Rambam writes, the Pri Chudosh writes very clearly, Perish in Shaloi Letzorech. When is the Azaz Punim? If he revealed it, Shaloi Letzorech. Aber Letzorech, if he did it, Letzorech, Shapedome, you're allowed. So therefore we ask this kasha, how could it be that the Rebbe of Melech tells us in Settle Kuten, you should have a close friend, you should have somebody, a Rebbe, and you should go and tell him everything. How can this be? The answer is, as the Yisod from the Rebbe Melech states in Uvas de Reb Nusen, the Knei Lechachove says the Uvas de Reb Nusen, Yigaloi Kol Sesurov. This is what the Torah is telling us by Yehida. Chiro Re'ei Hadilomi. A person should have a close friend. Everybody needs to have a close friend who they can confide in. And this is what the Pri Chodesh tells us, that what the Rambam says, it's an Azaz Punim, it's only if you do it, Shaloi Letzorech. Oh, but you do it Letzorech, Ad Rabbit Smitha. I once saw a Vettel, in an Alta Koivet, states, Chutzif Alai Mam De Mefarish Chatue. It's a chitzvah, those who are Mefarish, the Chatuim. There are people who like to make perishim for the Averis. They admit they've done wrong. Of them ganze drushes to be mazbe. I wasn't as gefährlich, ich habe gemeid, all the rest of it. Well, you know when it's chutzif alai is man de mafarish. It can be perishim of zanchataves. Or but somebody comes, and that was the story with the Zotshul Magid. They came into the, and with the Kotzke Rebbe, he told them, why didn't your friend come? It came to the Zuk, ich bin take moide. I just want the Rebbe to tell me a bit to be matzdik my parish. I want the Rebbe to give a haskuma on my parish. Those type of people, those were they would send away. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shiva that in order for a person we know on Yom Kippur, now, Slichas, one has to say vidui. We say Yoshamli, Bogadli, Alchetz. However, says the Rambam, the ikiv vidui is only three words. If you said three words, you've been yoitz to the mitzvah vidui. You don't need to say more. The three words are Avol Anachni Chatuni. That's, if you said those three words, you are Yoitz the Mitzvah Vidui. Abach Geher Tamula Gevaldi Gepshat. If the Rambam is telling us you only need the minimum, the basic minimum is three words, Lechoira, I don't need the word Avol. I could just have two words. Anachni Chatuni. If the Rambam added in, it has to be three words, you have to have Avol, it seems that this Avol is also an integral part of the Tshiva. Why is Avol so important that the Rambam says you have, the minimum you have to say is three words. Avol Anachni Chatuni. Chaged the Gevaldi Gepshat as follows. Oh, very often during the year, a person is also moid that he's done things wrong. But he says as follows. Anachni Chatuni Avol. I've taken down a various Avol, Avol this, Avol that. I've got a whole list of reasons, excuses, why I did it. Anachni Chatuni Avol. You know what vidui is? Vidui is Avol Anachni Chatuni. We take down things wrong. Avol Anachni Chatuni. Unken teritz him without any excuses. Or Shamni Begavni. This is Emes Achiva. The boy should take a health him. As the boy should be Makabal Achiva. Soich Shah Yisul. Omen Ken Yerutzen. Exiva Chasim Toiva. Luni Lechal Yisul. Omen.
Amen. Yeah, this. We still have it. We have it. We have it.